Hey, I'm Dr. Dale, and I'm bringing you the Amos Truth today. We're going to bring you the truth about Zika and microcephaly and the fact that Zika is not the cause of microcephaly. All right, so here are the facts. We should first look at, what do we know about Zika? Well, we've known about the Zika virus since 1947. It was discovered in Uganda in the blood of apes, okay? So, primates. So what we know is we've known about this virus since 1947. We've known about it. What else do we know? Well, what I did was I visited the CDC's website, and though I don't really trust them all that much, let's reference what they say about this virus and what we've known about the virus. Well, they say that 1 in 5 people who are infected with the virus, only 1 in 5 will have any symptom that they became infected with the virus. So this is a relatively weak virus, only affecting those who are very, very weak or malnourished. Those are the people who would be affected by this virus. So that's a really good thing to know, because we don't need to freak out as long as we're taking care of our bodies and eating the right things and we're not living in filth. Like, that's the people who would be at any real risk of even having a symptom like a runny nose from this. And that's what they say, is this virus is so weak, it's so harmless, that it's never been shown to cause any type of fetal abnormalities, and that's what microcephaly is. It's never been shown to cause any serious illness, literally whatsoever. Never really been shown to cause death either. So in that regard, we need to realize that this is a harmless virus. So the only way for Zika to be causing microcephaly or brain damage in shrunken, the brains to shrink or the skulls to shrink of these babies or not develop properly, well, this virus would have had to mutated in Brazil in 2015 or just prior to that for it to affect this many babies. And there's two things you have to think about. It's only occurring in Brazil in certain areas, isolated areas of Brazil, in areas that are more, we'll call them, you know, they're poorer areas of the community, okay? That's where it's occurring, okay? So it's timely, it's got a time-sensitive issue here, and it's location-sensitive. So there's two things there you have to think about. How could the virus mutate in such a time as this in only certain areas of one country? Because in Colombia, they have isolated the Zika virus from over 3,000 pregnant women, and their babies, guess what, did not have microcephaly. So these physicians, let's talk about the physicians in Brazil on the front lines caring for these families and these babies and reporting the cases of microcephaly. Well, those physicians have actually given us a report and said they know for a fact it is not Zika, because the evidence in no way is pointing towards Zika. They're saying it's an outcry by the World Health Organizations and other organizations that stand to make money on this. All right, and we'll get to that in a second. But here's what they gave. They gave us some pretty beneficial information here and stuff that everyone should know. They said that there was outbreaks in Brazil and other countries of 75% infection rate, meaning 75% of the world's or the country's population was infected by Zika, with no cases reported of microcephaly. So let's talk about the cases of microcephaly and the numbers occurring in Brazil currently. So in 2015, but more, there's even more constrained timeline here. In the last half of 2015, there's over 4,000 reported cases of microcephaly. All right, so 4,000 in 2015. So in 2015, we'd have over 4,000 suddenly. Guess what? In Brazil prior to 2015, the end of 2015 more specifically, guess what? They averaged 150 to 200 cases per year. Now, that's an important fact I want you to know, is this country that has many areas of the country much poorer and poor sanitation environments and unhealthy environments than the United States. And we're going to get to the rate of microcephaly in the United States here in a second, so stay tuned. But get this, they've gone from 150 to 200 per year, and in the last half of 2015, suddenly it's 4,000. That is a huge bit of information. Now here's the Lancet, published February 13, 2016, talking about the Brazil Brazil's microcephaly epidemic in Zika virus. But they're talking about the number of confirmed infections of pregnant women or babies with microcephaly. What they found out of 4,000-some cases, they took 1,103 and did laboratory and clinical examinations of these children, and guess what they found? 17 of 1,000, 103. So out of laboratory testing, so out of 4,000-some, they found 1,103 they did clinical evaluation and laboratory testing on, and out of those 1,103, guess what? They had 17 confirmed infections of Zika. So what's causing all the rest? You have to ask that question. So the next fact you need to know, and the bit of information that everyone needs to start focusing on, is that there has to have been something that changed in the environment, or something changed that we were doing to pregnant women to affect this many babies in such a short amount of time. All right, well, those physicians in Brazil have already reported and been able to isolate what they believe to be the cause. See, for over 18 months, Brazil has been actually poisoning the drinking water. And by poisoning, I don't mean maybe they weren't thinking they were poisoning the children or pregnant women or people, but they're still putting a poison in there. They're putting a larvicide. Larvicide, larva, meaning the mosquito's larva. They were trying to kill the larva, the babies, the undeveloped mosquitoes, or the developing mosquitoes. They were trying to kill those with a larvicide made by Monsanto. All right, so that's a big genetically modified company. You know, they modify everything. So they're basically spraying the drinking water, which pregnant women are drinking this, and they've been doing that for 18 months. So there's a time thing there, okay? It's been occurring. They've been doing this for the last 18 months. So now it could correlate to the fact that we're starting to see these rises in microcephaly. And it's a larvicide that damages the development of mosquitoes. And guess what? When we look at genetic coding, roughly 60% of the human DNA is identical to insect DNA. And guess what the larvicide does? It damages DNA. So then it causes improper development of the mosquito, and thus they die because of it. So it's harming baby mosquitoes or developing mosquitoes or the fetus of mosquitoes. High likelihood then that it could be harming the fetus of unborn human beings. That's another fact we need to know. Now what I want to do is go through some other interesting facts that I feel everyone should know about. All right, what's interesting to me is Bharat, a biotech engineering company or a drug company or a vaccine manufacturing company, has actually been developing a Zika vaccine since late 2014, and they're coming up to want to do human trials. So it's interesting to me that just prior to this huge outbreak and scare worldwide of Zika, a company's already been making the vaccine and ready to go to human trials. That's a coincidence, or it's just our Lord and Savior has decided that he's going to make sure that we have the vaccine ready to go as soon as there's an outbreak and the virus Zika has suddenly mutated to where it's actually a danger. But then if it's mutated, then the vaccine actually wouldn't work because they're using the old virus, so just a thought in my brain. But again, coincidence. But here's another fact we should know. We also know that vaccines can cause brain damage and have never been studied to be safe for pregnant women. Well, what did Brazil mandate recently? Actually, at the end of 2014, the Tdap vaccine, that's the tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis vaccine, was mandated for pregnant women in Brazil. So just prior to this epidemic of babies being born with brain damage, they started injecting pregnant women with a vaccine. That when you look at the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, vaccine court, you'll see that the Tdap vaccine or the Dtap vaccine is the number one vaccine in terms of most lawsuits going against or being claimed on that vaccine for things like brain damage. So again, we have a larvicide and we have a vaccine that would be timely and location sensitive to Brazil that we know cause brain damage. Just another thought. So according to the World Health Organization, according to Obama, in our country, in our medical experts, there's this huge outcry for the need to develop Zika vaccines and find a way to stop this outbreak. You know what? Yes, those babies that are suffering, those families that are suffering, those are lives that need to be helped, and we need to stop more children in Brazil from being affected by this condition. But the reality is, maybe we ought to look to the United States and ask them, why hasn't it been a public outcry for the fact that over 25,000 babies every single year in the United States are diagnosed with microcephaly? This is the American Journal of Neurology right here in my hand from 2009. 2009, over 7 years ago, they published reports just looking at how do we diagnose microcephaly? How do we confirm it? How do we look at these babies? What's a clinical practice to evaluate them and manage them? You know what they said? Annually, approximately 25,000 infants in the United States will be diagnosed with microcephaly. So every single year we have 25,000 children. There was worldwide outcry and fear-mongering over the Zika virus because 4,000 since towards the end of 2015. The United States has been having 25,000 every single year. And there's no outcry because of that. You know what else is upsetting to me? Because we've been ignoring that fact. We haven't been looking for the cause. If you really want to know how to prevent microcephaly, why don't you start looking at what the United States is doing more or less than every other country out there? Well, let's talk about what they're doing more of. We've been vaccinating pregnant women more than any other country out there. We've been doing it longer than any other country out there. And again, we have the worst infantile health in all the industrialized world. Take another instance is the fact that we spray more pesticides and herbicides, larvicides on our food and our fruits and our vegetables, the things that we consume regularly. We have more chemicals and narcotics and medications in our water system in America because of how much drugs we consume. So we have more things in America that have the potential to cause brain damage in a developing fetus than any other country out there. That's why we have the highest rates of microcephaly. You know, we need to do something about that. Rather than Obama asking for $1.8 billion, not million, almost a million, no, billion dollars, $1.8 billion was asked for. Obama asked for that to help develop a Zika vaccine because of this scare. You know what? I'm afraid for the next child born in America. That's who I'm afraid for. We need to keep our money in our country and start looking to how we can help and prevent the 25,000 cases of microcephaly in our country first. And guess what? If we figure that out, we're then going to be able to figure out how to help places like Brazil. So that's the fact. Right there, recap, 1947, we've known about Zika virus. They've had 4,000 cases since the end of 2015. Prior to 2015, average per year microcephaly cases in Brazil was 150 to 200 cases per year, suddenly jumping to 4,000. America, 25,000 cases annually every single year with no outcry. And then let's take and say that we know vaccines can cause brain damage. We know that the Tdap vaccine was mandated for pregnant women in Brazil in late 2014, early 2015. That has a potential. We need to be looking into that. And then we know that a larvicide, we'll just say larva here, okay? Larvicide has been, that's known to cause fetal abnormalities in insects, has been sprayed in the water system, the drinking water system of Brazil, and specifically the areas of Brazil that are affected most by microcephaly since late, or for the last 18 months. In 2014 is when they started that. Those are all the facts that you need to consider. When you keep hearing the media hype about Zika and how we need to be afraid of this virus, you know what? Start asking your questions on who stands to gain by this outbreak, by this scare. You know what? And that's the vaccine manufacturers who are already attempting to get government funding. They're the ones who stand to gain, and ironically, they've already been developing a vaccine that's been underdeveloped, and they want to go to human trials this year. That may be a coincidence. It may be the Lord saying, you know what, I just wanted to make sure that people would be protected once I allowed for Zika to mutate and suddenly start to affect people, but I highly doubt that. So as you can tell, those are the facts, and the fact is, Zika is not causing microcephaly. It's something else, and that's the Amos Truth.
We have so much more information we want to share with you. So stop by our office located at 1715 Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard, Suite E. Connect with us online, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and like our Facebook page to receive more information from Dr. Brown.